الحمد لله نحمده ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as the summer has come upon us and as the schools will be very soon closing and the kids will be out of school, usually summer is a time when families bond and join together. Not to say that the other months are not, but there's more ample opportunity and time for the family to be together in these months. And always people are thinking of activity, what to do, where to go, how to spend these months of summer. Father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sisters, all together as a siblings and family. So I thought today we'll discuss in this Yom al-Jum'ah, this Friday, the family, al-a'ila, al-usra, al-usra to Muslima. What are the goals, ahdaf, of this usra, of this family, and how should we do parenting? It's very easy to become a parent. You just get a child, khalas, you're a father or mother. But the tremendous responsibility that comes when you bring the child home from the hospital, now Allah has given in your hand an amana, trust. Allah has given in your hand an amana, a mas'uliyya, responsibility. And so for yus'al, Allah will ask us, what did you do, kal-ab? What did you do, kal-um? As a mother, as a father, what did you do with this amana, with this mas'uliyya that I gave you? And if you really look at it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Surah Kahf, the surah that we're supposed to recite every Jum'ah, as Rasulullah told us. In that Surah Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Al-malu wal-banuna zinatul hayat al-dunya, wal-baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what is the zina of the dunya? Mal zina al-dunya? Zina, by the way, is something that is glitter and glamour, the attraction, the significance, the center point, zina. Like for, there is zina for a person, clothes. Zina for the nisa, whatever they have. So then, same way, Allah is what again, zina tul hayat dunya ish, al-mal wal-banun. Your wealth, your property, your assets, your money, al-mal wal-banun, your children, are the zina of hayat dunya. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ صَالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Apart from mal and children, apart from wealth and children, offspring, بَاقِيَاتُ صَالِحَاتُ, all the other things are good things. But they are not the focus. In other words, if you take out from this dunya mal and banoon, what is left? Why do we work? For the banoon. Why do we have mal? For the banoon. Why do we have banoon? For the mal. Both goes around. So Allah is saying, well, look, I have given you al-mal wal-banun zinatul hayat al-dunya wal-baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika. And whatever you have other than that, it's khayr with your Rabb. In other words, Allah is telling us in this ayah, be mindful, be conscious, be careful in how you spend your mal and how you spend your banun. Your mal can either be a hujja laka or alayk. Your wealth, your property, your mal can either be a witness, shahada, against you or for you. Against you how? You abuse the mal, you waste it, israf. And that's why Allah says, وَلَا تَبَذِّرْ فَإِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Don't be a spendthrift, don't waste, don't be an extravagance. Yes, Allah has given you a lot of mal, fine, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. But don't let it drain like water dripping and dripping and nobody thinks about it. Rather understand that on the Yom al-Qiyamah, like the Rasul said, that لَتَذُولَ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى يُسْعَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ. The slave of Allah, he or she will not take one step. لَتَذُولَ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ, one qadam. They cannot take one step forward, حَتَّى يُسْعَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ, until they asked about four things. And one of the four things, عَنْ حَيَاتِهِ مَاذَا عَمِلَ بِهِ, on their whole life. وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ أَيْنَ أَفْنَاءَ, and on their shabab, their youth, where did they spend their youth? Allah first was going to answer the whole life, hayat, the whole hayat. And from amongst the hayat, Allah is going to focus, magnify on shabab. Where did you spend your shabab, your youth, when you were hustling and bustling with energy and enthusiasm? Where did you spend your youth when you had all the stamina and strength in your body? Because at age 60 and 70, as much as you want to pray tahajjud, the body's weakness itself does not allow. But when you are 16, 17, 18, shab, 20, 25, you have a lot of energy, but the heart is somewhere else, in the zina of the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us these questions. And the third question he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is, وَأَن مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اَكْتَسَبَ وَأَيْنَ, and then where did he spend it? I mean, from where did he earn it and where did he spend it? Did he earn it from haram means or halal means? Did he spend it on haram things or halal things? And one of the things that we spend our man on is our banoon, children, sons and daughters. That's why Allah is saying this ayah, المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. Remember, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, that your man and your children are the zina, the glitter, the glamour, the attraction. And you will be asked about this. That where and what did you do with this man? What did you do with his children? For the man, like we said, it could be a shahada against you or for you. If you spend it in wastefulness, in extravagance, it becomes a shahada against us. But if you spend it in a'mal salihat, if you spend it wisely on the family, on the children, sadaqah, like the Rasulullah informed the sahaba, that a man, a husband, a husband and father's every penny that he spends on his family, on his wife and children, is sadaqah, ma'jum, ajr. We think like, oh, this, we take it for granted. We feel like, oh yeah, I'm responsible. I'm the husband, I'm the father, I have to spend on them, so it's not worth anything. Of course, it's worth a lot. In fact, Rasulullah said, the best sadaqah, afdal sadaqah, ala a'ilatik, ahlik. Your ahl are the most ahl, most deserving of the man. And every penny that you spend on your children. But at the same time, don't spend too much on the family to spoil them. As some parents do. They spoil the children. In the tarbiyah, the money has spoiled them. Because they went ahead and spent more than what they were supposed to on the child. Thinking on this hadith, oh, I'm getting ajr, so let the whole floodgates open. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying you have an aql. You have a brain. Understand the balance. Understand how much is too dangerous for your children. And at the same time, don't be bakhil, don't be too stingy. That say, no, you gotta have just one dress of clothes or two and just keep washing, because you know, look at the sahaba, you gotta do that. If Allah, yes, it's good, but Allah SWT has given you, you can spend on it. So Allah SWT in this first ayah is then telling us about the purpose of mal and banoon, which is the foundation of the usrah, lamba al-usrah. In the next verse we see Allah SWT tells us, warns us in fact, إِنَّ مَوَالَكُمْ أَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَاللَّهُ عَنَّهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. In Surah Taghabun, I believe Allah says that certainly your amwal, your man, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Now I know we hear this word fitna as if something that is negative, derogative. Oh, it's a fitna? What do you mean? No, fitna here means trial, tribulation, examination, test. Allah is testing us in our man and in our awlad. Does this father or mother train their children in the best way and make them hujjah lahum or alayhim? How do children become witness against us on the Day of Judgment when we didn't do their ta'aleem and tarbiyah? We didn't nurture them. We were not their murabbi. We were just their father. Walid, we were just the walid. We were not the murabbi. The walid is the murabbi. And the mother, is the murabbiya for the family. They have to nurture the child, the mind, the characteristics, the shakhsiyah, personality. And that is why if the child now goes ahead and does something bad and wrong, it's true that the father and mother don't get the dhamm or ithm. But they do get the ithm of the non-tarbiyah, of the lack of tarbiyah. They don't get, if the child went ahead and murdered someone, if the child went ahead and stole something, if the child went ahead and did some fahisha and fasad in the earth, yes, he or she will be responsible for that dhamm and ithm. But the father and mother will also share the responsibility, not of that ithm, but of the ithm that why did they groom them? If they did their job and yet the father and yet the son and daughter went bad, then they have no hujjah on the father and mother. If the father and mother did their job, did what they have to do, they have no responsibility. They are bari, they are innocent, they are free. Allah will not ask them, hey, you didn't do your... We have the example, best example in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, that he was asking Allah's mother, inna wa'daka haq ya Rabb, inna hadha ibni. Allah, your wa'd is truthful, and this is my ibn, he's from Ahl. Allah responded back, inna laysa min ahlik. He's not. Yes, he's your blood. Yes, he's your son. But he is a disobedient. So he will drown with the others. While the other sons that are with you in the ship, O Nuh alayhi salam, who are your true children. In other words, Allah's mother is saying that your mansab, your nisab, will not help you anyway. If you are the son of a sheikh, son of a alim, son of a amir, son of a khalifa, la yinfa hada, it will not help you. Because the son of a prophet, Rasul Nabi, was drowned. Allah is saying your nasr will not help you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Rather, it's the tarbiyah and ta'aleem that your parents gave you that will help you. Parents have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you do the tarbiyah of your children? What did you do for the family? Uswat al-Muslimah, a'ilat al-Muslimah. Did you take care of it? Did you perform the proper duties? Did you successfully fulfill the fitna? Or did you fail the fitna? That's why Allah subhanahu says at the end of the ayah, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ إِجْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ لِأَيْ شَيْءٍ لِهَذَا الْفِتْنَةِ الْمَالِ وَالْبَنُونَ. We are being tested every second, every day, every hour in our wealth. We are being tested every second, every day if we have children, for our children. Every bad word that the son and daughter says from the tongue, we are being tested. What tarbiyah did I do? Hey son, hey daughter, what, where did I go wrong? What was I negligent about? What was I ignorant about? And every time the son and daughter gets rewards, gets awards, gets recognized in the community, MashaAllah alayk, look at your son, MashaAllah brother, your daughter, MashaAllah, we all want our son and daughter to be like your son and daughter. This is the best compliment for any walid or walida. As the best murabbi and murabbi. This is what Allah's mother is saying. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. A small glimpse of that ajr azim in Qiyamah, Allah is showing in the dunya when other people come up to you and say, MashaAllah your son, MashaAllah your daughter, your MashaAllah your ibn. What a beautiful, we all want our children. This is a small glimpse of the ajr that Allah has prepared for parents. See, when we get the news, we say, MashaAllah, I got a son and daughter. Come, we have aqiqah. Come to my son and daughter's aqiqah. We have ihtifal, hafla, and everything. But we forget about this ayah, Allah saying, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. That O Mu'mineen, don't fail in the fitna of your awlad. Don't fail in the fitna of your amwal. Don't let your mal be earned from haram means. Don't let your mal be spent on haram means. Don't let your mal be wasted in extravagance. And at the same time, don't let your mal be hoarded, stuck up in some warehouse, in a car or something, being stingy, baqil, being selfish. But rather you have to have karam, waljud walkaram, kareem, rahmah, spending the mal, but wisely, not unwisely and wasting it. And that is what, in fact, the next ayah is even more chilling. Even more scaring, as if it shakes up the person from inside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا خِطَاب خُصُوصًا لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَقَدْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَيْسَ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ لَيْسَ أَيُّهَا الْبَاقُونَ لَا فَقَدْ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. All you who have belief, all you who have iman, even the smallest particle of iman that you have, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. What? إِنَّ certainly, indeed, verily, تَعْكِيدًا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَحْذَرُوهُمْ. Subhanallah. Allah, the Creator, the Master, is saying, addressing her, who? Us, the males, the fathers and the husbands. إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ, from your wives, وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ, and your children, عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ. Subhanallah. Allah, are you telling me my wife is my enemy? My son and daughter is my enemy? They're my blood, my flesh. My wife that I married, she's enemy? فَحْذَرُوهُ. Beware of it. Yes. When does the wife become an enemy of a husband? When does the children become an enemy of the father? When they become an obstacle, a hurdle, in the obedience, ta'ata lillahi wa li rasuli. The husband, the murabbi, the rabb al-bayt, the head of the family, the household, the amir al-bayt, amir al-usra, amir al-a'ila, if he wants to perform ta'atu lillahi wa rasulihi, if he wants to have the nahj of the family, the usra, on the deen wa iman wa taqwa, and the wife and kids want to go the other way, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Oh, you who believe, certainly indeed, from your wife and your children, aduwan lakum. You want to pray, you want to be in the masjid, you want to be in the halaqah, you want to gain knowledge, you want to gain ilm, you want to have, be a better murabbi, you want to do tarbiyah. But the wife and the kids say, forget about it. Dad, pop, forget it. Leave that honey, let's go to the mall. Let's spend 5-6 hours the whole day on Saturday in the mall. Let's spend the whole day watching movies, back to back, 3 shows. 3 to 6, 6 to 9, 9 to 12. This is enjoyment. Let's join. And the father or the husband is thinking, how can I control my family? To this father Allah is addressing in this ayah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, inna min azwajikum wa awladikum aduwwan lakum. Hum aduwwan limadha? Linnahum dhidda ta'atillahi wa ta'atu rasul. You invite them, تدعوهم إلى الإيمان, تدعوهم للدعوة الإسلام, وهم يفرون منك ومن الإسلام. هذا هو العداوة بينك وبين زوجك. That is what Allah SWT is saying. That be mindful that your wife and your children can become an enemy for you in the practice of Islam. You want to train your family. You want to nurture and groom your family to have the sifat al-mu'mineen, to have the glitter and glamour of a taqwa, of a khashya. But the family wants to go the other way. This is what Allah is saying. إِنَّ مَنَ وَالِكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجِكُمْ عَدُوًا لَكُمْ فَاحْذَرُوهُمْ. What does Allah say then? Does He say then, become aggressive? Hey look, Allah told me that you're going to be my enemy in the Quran, so I gotta now get back at you. I gotta use aggression, I gotta use the stick, the hand, what not. No, no. SubhanAllah, look at the teaching of Allah SWT. Look at the tarbiyah of the Rabb. Murabbi, tarbiyah comes from the same root word of Rabb. Allah huwa murabbi. Allah huwa rabbuna wa huwa murabbi. He is the first murabbi. He nurtures and makes tarbiyah for everyone. From Rasulullah Islam to every Bani Adam. And Allah SWT is saying, وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَسْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. يَا أَيُّهَا الْرَبُّ الْبَيْتِ, يَا أَيُّهَا الْأَمِيرُ الْأُسْرَى, لَدَيْكَ هُنَاكَ إِنْذَارٌ. All you, the head of the family, all you who is the leader of the family, for you there is a warning. That if you use aggression, إِيَّاكَ وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِيَّاكَ, and تَسْتَعْمِلْ الشِّدَّةَ مع أسرتك وعائلتك. Warning and warning and warning. إياك وإياك أن تستعمل شدة. There's a warning for every father and husband in the family, أمير الأسرة. Don't use aggression, force, radicalism, drastic way for your family. Just because Allah said that they are your enemy does not mean, no, they're not enemy. Allah is saying at times they can become your enemy. So when your family becomes your enemy in the sense that they're stopping you from doing the ta'atu lillahi wa rasulihi, at that time, should you start becoming agitated and start smacking and slapping and being aggressive? No. At that time, you should use 3 things. ثَلَاثَةُ أُمُورٍ. Step 1, وَإِن تَعْفُوا أَوَّلُ شَيْءٍ الْعَفْوُ. Like we say, اللهم إنك عفون تحب العفو فاعف عنا. إذا إحنا بدنا العفو من الله سبحانه وتعالى فأين الآخرون. If we always want the عفو from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, so Allah is saying if you want عفو from me, remember you have to also فعفو عن الآخرين, خصوصا على عائلتك وأسرتك, your أبناء and your أولاد and your أزواج, on them. Allah سبحانه وتعالى saying وإن تعفو, step number 1, forgive them. Ignore, forgive them. Be merciful to them. Have rahmah. Just because they have caused you an irritation, just because they have become an obstacle and hurdle for you to practice Islam and to implement the ta'limat of Islam in your bayt, in your house, in your usra, don't aggressively treat them. Rather, through your af, through your forgiveness and your mercy, you will see that you will attract them. Many times we as husbands, we as fathers, we, it's us, the males that Allah is talking to us in this ayah. Many times we are ignorant, and we go ahead and do something that makes a lasting damage on the family. We use force and shake them too much. No, it's not. Allah is not saying to use totally leniency. Al-leen wa shidda yanfa ma ba'd wa laysa bila akhd. The strictness and mercifulness and forgiveness helps and benefits together. You have to know when to be lenient, al-leen, and you have to know when to be shidda. When it comes to salah, you have the son, daughter, you gotta pray. It's time for prayer. Time is going out, walk is running. You don't say lean, okay, pray. No matter, when the time goes out, still you can pray. Have the lean la yanfa. Huna shidda. Amma al-akhir, if you have another place, we're going to the masjid for the halaqah. You wanna come and join us, son and daughter? No, I better watch this TV show. I have this TV show. You go ahead there. Maybe the first time, alaf. But the second time, you gotta start change. You gotta come once. I listened to you last time, you gotta listen to me this time. So that's what Allah was saying. وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَسْفَهُوا إِسْفَى. Ignore them. Sometimes you have to ignore things that come your way from your family. As a leader, as an Amir al-Usra. That's why Allah made us the Amir al-Usra, because we have to use our intellect and mind and brain, not just emotions of the heart. Don't just carry it away with whatever emotion comes in you. That's what Allah was saying. وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَسْفَهُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا. And then you forgive them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ غَفُورٌ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in another place that just because you have to forgive and forget, don't forget one thing, that you are responsible for your family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tahreem, Surah 66, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. In this ayah, the khitab is for us, the males, husbands and fathers, leader of the household. Allah has given us a very huge, big responsibility. كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته فالإمام مسؤول عن رعيته والرجل أو والد أو رب البيت مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعَيَّتِهِ, his usra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the imam is mas'ul, responsible for the family, for the flock of his neighboring community, the masjid. The rabb al-bayt, the head of the household, the father, the husband, is mas'ul on his family. Allah will ask. Allah will also ask the females, but will ask the fathers, the males more on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that I made you the leader of the household. What did you do with that imara? This imara is a big responsibility. It's a big heavy burden. Allah will ask us on the Day of Judgment that on your shoulders, ala katfika, I put this imara, imaratul usra. ماذا عملت بها? ماذا عملت بالإمارة? Did you do ظلم, ظالم? Or did you do عدالة, عدل, عادل? With justice, with fairness, with tranquility. And that is what Allah is saying. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قو أنفسكم. Or you who believe, save yourself. قو أنفسكم. Save yourselves first, and also وأهليكم, and your family, أهل, your wife and your children. From what? نار. نار. Hellfire. Allah's mother is saying, you as the father, you as the husband, you as the leader of the household, have the first incumbent responsibility of saving yourself and your wife and your children from the hellfire. So you have to know that, you have to chart out a plan, you have to have a map, kharita. You want to go from here to California, you got to have a map if you're driving. You can't just go on your own. You got to ask and find out which road, which highways go that way. So you have to know that map. You know, you have to know the chalk out of the way. So Allah was saying, make sure you have your way chalked out for Jannah, not hellfire. Don't have a detour. There's construction zone to hell, to heaven, so we got to go to heaven. No. Because some believers have this feeling that as long as I said the shahada, khalas, that's enough. So what if I'll be thrown to the hellfire? It'll be temporarily, because Allah says that no believer will be in hellfire forever. So if I just spend temporarily, I will still end up in Jannah. This is a very, very dangerous belief in a believer's mind. This is exactly what the Bani Israel said. They said, as long as you are Bani Israel, as long as you have taken the oath with Musa Islam, you're going to go to Jannah. وَقَالِ لَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا وَنَصَارًا. That's what they said. So Allah is telling us, look, Jannah is not easily achievable. You as a family, as a collective unit, together have to do this. And then Allah tells us that this nar, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, the fuel for this hellfire is human beings, nas, wal hijara, the stones, which the scholars here translate into the meaning of the idols, the statues that people made from stones or whatever. That will be also the fuel for this fire. Alayha, upon this nar, malaikatun, there are angels, strong and staunch and hard. What kind? Ghiladun shidadun, la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum. They don't disobey Allah in what Allah has ordered them. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ And they perform and act upon what Allah is telling them to do. Meaning Allah will have these angels authorized to do what they have authorized to do. So even if Allah is saying this, that even if you think as a believer, that right at the gate of hellfire, you say to the angel, oh angel, ya malaik, leave me, I'm a believer, I'm a muwahid. But the malaik will say, no, you did not fulfill the ahd with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You were told about these ayats. You were told that you were a leader of the family. You were told to exercise your leadership skills. Did you ever think why Allah made us the leaders? It's because the training ground, the first training ground workshop, skill building workshop place for any amir in the Ummat al-Islam is his house. That is why Allah has said that zawaj, marriage, is nisfud deen. Because if you're not married, you're not exercising your leadership skills that you have to have as a father, husband. You just azab, you're single. But when you're married, automatically, you are now going to go through a lot of skills, workshop. Hey, what kind of leader should I be? How was Rasulullah as a leader in his house, in his family, in his children and wives? And that is how we choose leaders. Why do we have corrupt leaders in 53 Muslim countries? Because the family is broken up. This is the purpose of my khutbah today. That as we see turmoil after turmoil and drastic results all around the world in the Muslim country, we have corrupt leaders wherever they are, regardless of taking the name. Why? Because the Muslim family as a unit right now is the weakest unit. And Allah said, you want a strong ummah, you have to have a strong family. You want to have a strong family, you got to have a strong leader at the family. Who Allah made the leader? الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. Allah is saying in Surah An-Nisa, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Allah has made the males as a leader over the family. And yes, the wife is also a leader. She is the co-pilot. Because when the husband is out of the house, it is she the leader, according to the Hadith of Rasulullah. He said that when the husband is out of the house, now the wife is the Amiratul Bayt. She has to guard the chastity, guard the family, guard the assets, guard the whole usra, the house, the bayt of the husband that she is married to, until he comes back. That is how the cohesiveness works. Today, unfortunately, our families are weakened. Whether you're living in America, whether you're living in Saudi Arabia, in Pakistan, in Malaysia, in Egypt, wherever you are, any Muslim country you pick up, family has become a weak unit. And this is chewing up like termites. We say easily, oh, the Muslim Ummah is weak. But do you ever think, brothers and sisters, how can something at the top be the weakest when the grassroots is the weak? Allah is teaching us a big lesson, hikmah, wisdom, that if you want Ummah Muhammad al-Islam to be strong, you have to have the Usratul Muslimah strong. And if the Usratul Muslimah is weak, how do you expect to have virtuous, righteous leaders? In the glory days of Islam, the family was strong. Hence, it was producing good products. And what was there? Good leaders. Every potential leader that comes to the top of ruling any Muslim country, ruling any Muslim ummah, is a byproduct of what? A family. That is, even you can take a lesson right from here, from this country. In this country, they don't elect a president who is a single father, divorced father, separated father, single male. In order to be elected in the office over here, they look at the family characteristic. Did you ever think about it? Why? They have nothing to do with Islam as a non-Muslim. But yet, they know that if someone is a good in family, he might be good in public office too. This is nobody, no Quran is telling him that, no Hadith is telling that. We should be so shamed that our Rasulullah left 1400 years ago with this Hadith. Our Allah is telling us even today as we read the Quran, your family is the most strongest bond. Learn how to be leadership. Don't be dictators in your family. Don't be tyrants in your family. Don't be oppressors, zalim in your family. Because then you will produce dictators and tyrants and violence, who then will transcend the ladder and become presidents and prime ministers of your countries, when you will throw up your hand, hey, how can we get these leaders up there? How can we have election after election, we get corrupt leaders? Did you ever think about yourself? Did you ever think about your neighbor? Did you ever think about your relatives, your friends, your families? Did you ever go out and stir up a family? Every time you heard of a domestic violence, every time you heard of husband and father and a wife about to separate, did you go out of your way from your Islam, from your akhlaq, from your adab, from your saving the Muslim Ummah philosophy? Did you go out and save that family? But you cared less. You said, forget it. It's their private matter. It's their personal matter. They want to get divorced. Divorce is halal. Yeah, divorce is halal. But you know what divorce is doing? It's a termite chewing up the wood, making it coconut, hollow from inside. You think the Muslim Ummah, 1.6 billion. MashaAllah, we're 1.6 billion. But what good is this 1.6 billion when someone from outside, an enemy of Allah, comes and blows like a wolf and it goes away? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لكم وأستغفر لكم فاستغفروا إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه من سنة بسنة يوم الدين. أما بعد, the first part of the khutbah today, as you know already, brothers and sisters, for those of you who came late, is the focused family. As the summer is coming upon us, this is the most ample time for any Muslim family to bond together, to refocus, do some soul searching and think, what are we to do as a family? Because summertime is always kids moaning and groaning, you got to do something, dad, mom, let's go on vacation, let's do this. Activities, planning things. And I'll listen to some announcement at the end. We have something for you to plan for your family this summer. But first, Rasul Allah says in the Quran, فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي فَطْرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِلِ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيُّمُ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The second part of the khutbah, very short, is to give you practical steps. How can you make your family stronger? You should take something today after you leave the Jummah khutbah. Before you start your car, you think, have I implemented any of these things that Rasulullah has to... All of these are ahadith of Rasulullah. All of these ways and means and avenues and channels to make the bond between you and your wife and your son and daughter and all the four and five, four, seven of you together to be strong as one unit. Never should any enemy of Allah, Islam, should even look at any Muslim family with any sort of damaging nature. There should be deterrence. There should be deterrence. And the deterrence for the Muslim family is, أَحْنَا مُوَحِّدِينَ. We are united. Ittihad. A Muslim family should be so strong that its strength is its deterrence for any enemy to destroy. Because if the enemy wants to destroy the family, because they know that if they destroy the Muslim family, they can destroy the Muslim Ummah, and they're doing it. Look at every Muslim country, how there are tools mawjood from the conspiracies of the enemies of Islam to destroy and weaken the family. Allah's mother is saying in Surah Al-Rum, Surah 30, فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. The fitrah of Allah is on which He has produced people. Fitrah of recognizing Allah. Fitrah of following ta'ah, obedience for Allah and obedience for Rasulullah. This is the fitrah that Allah has created. لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ. There is no way that something can be changing that. And that goes along with the hadith of Rasulullah. He said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ. Every newborn child, every time you bring your son daughter from the hospital, new birth, you call up people, brother, sister, we have this, we got a birth, and then people give you dua, people bless you, and then you have daqiqah. Allah is talking about that same, Rasulullah is talking about that same mawlud. Kullu mawludin yulidu ala al-fitra. The same word used in Surah Rum. Rasulullah is saying what? That every newborn child is born on the fitra, fitra of tawheed, fitra of rahdaniyah. Fitrah of recognizing Allah the One. That is why we say them people converting Islam, we say them, sometimes we say them not, they're not converts, they're reverts. Because they were born the fitrah. But it was the parents that took them away from the fitrah. Just like Rasulullah is saying in this hadith, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولِدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانُهُ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانُهُ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانُهُ. Rasulullah is saying every newborn child is born the fitrah. But it is their parents, فَأَبَوَاهُ. Again, the first part of the khutbah, remember, we talked about the parents. What major role the parents can play. And that's what exactly Rasulullah is saying here. That you as parents have the paramount pressure on your head and shoulders to take care of the next generation of Islam, children. And say, if أَبَوَاهُمْ يُحَوِّذَانُهُ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانُهُ أَوْ يُمَجِّسُ. It is the parents that make a newborn child, Mawlud, into a Jew, a Christian, or a fire worshipper. It is not in a negative term that Rasulullah is saying, because some non-Muslims take this hadith and misinterpret and say, hey look, your Rasulullah is discriminating against us. He's derogating, disgracing us. No. He's saying that each one of you is born on the fitrah to recognize Allah as a mu'min, believer. But obviously if the child is born, when the child comes from the hospital to the house, and if the house, the religion or the practice, or the ritual, is from another other than the fitrah, obviously the child is going to become a Jew, or a Christian, or a fire worshipper, or a Hindu, or a Sikh, or a Jainism, whatever, or Buddhist, or an atheist. If the parents are atheists, the child comes with the fitrah to recognize Allah, but he grows up becoming an atheist. Why? Because the parents say, father and mother say to the child from day one, there's no God, there's nothing to be believing in God. This is the paramount importance of this hadith that Rasulullah is saying. Parents have a strong reigning tool stick in their hand. And that's why Rasulullah said in another one, أَكْمَلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The best of the most complete believers, the most complete in terms of iman believers, are those who are the best in their akhlaq. As parents, we have to show the best akhlaq to the children. Sometimes I get stunned when we hear things that parents are fighting each other in front of the children. What influence and impact is going to happen on that small innocent mind when they see their father and mother bickering and fighting and verbal fight and then the fist fight and what and whatnot? We are destroying our children right in front of our own eyes and we don't realize. The family is becoming weakened because now these young minds, young son and daughters begin saying, oh, my father is brutal. Oh, my mother is brutal. They are tyrants. Oh, they're disgusting. They tell us to have good akhlaq, but look at them. They lose their temper in front of us. They may not say this on the tongue in front of your face, but at least this is what's they're going in their mind. We owe a big responsibility to behave in front of youngsters, but we don't realize that. We say, hey, be quiet. You have no right to speak. I'm going to do whatever I want. I'm your father. I'm the husband. Or the mother says, be quiet, son and daughter. You have no right to speak. How dare you open your mouth against your elders? Don't interfere in mother, father, mommy, daddy's affairs. Well, then we are in a dilemma, a dichotomy. We're teaching something which is contradicting. One side we say akhlaq, one side we say poor akhlaq. And that's why Rasulullah said also, أَكْمَلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَلْطَفَهُمْ بِأَهْلِهِ. Lutf means gentle, kind. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفِيقٌ يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقِ. Allah is rafiq, is very gentle, kind, and He loves kindness and gentleness. وَيَأْتِي عَلَى الْرِفْقِ مَا لَا يَأْتِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ. And Allah gives and blesses to those who are kind and gentle in their family to each other what He does not bless to someone who is stubborn, rigid, arid, arrogant. In another hadith, Rasul said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Don't we as father and mother want the rahmah of Allah? That's exactly what Rasul is saying. Rasul is saying, whoever does not show or give mercy to others, لَا يُرْحَمْ, will not receive mercy from Allah. What a big warning, staunch warning from Rasulullah. That look, if you are expecting any mercy, any slightest drop of mercy from Allah, you better be showing mercy to others. And first and foremost, mustahiq of your mercy is your wife or your spouse, your husband or your children, son and daughters. Rahimullah walidun, another hadith of Rasulullah. He's saying, may Allah have mercy on that walid, that father, rahimullah walidun, aama waladahu ala birrihi, who helped, encouraged, stimulated his own son and daughter on birr, on righteousness and piety and virtue. And last but not the least, these are tips for us to implement the strengthening of family. And last but not the least, where we see Jabir ibn Abdullah رضي الله عنه, he says that one time, دَخَلْتُ عَلَى النَّبِيَ عَلَى السَّلَامِ, دَخَلْتُ فِي مَسْجِدْ نَبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهِ. He said, I entered the Masjid Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and I saw Rasulullah in front. يمشي على الأربع, he's walking on his four, meaning on his four, his two hands and knees, he's walking. وعلى ظهره الحسن والحسين, and on his back is Hassan and Hussein. وهو يقول, رسول الله is saying while he's doing this, نعم الجمل جملكما ونعم العدلان أنتما. What a beautiful sight and beauty of you two. What a beautiful beauty you two sons. His grandsons. Not just his own son, his grandson, his daughter, Fatima has sons. And who is he? The messenger of Allah, the leader of the Muslim Ummah at that time, sitting in Medina on his four legs and having his grandson. Anyone who would walk and say, you are the leader of so many Muslims on the earth right now as we speak,
and you are doing this. What is he teaching? He's teaching sa'a wa sa'a, daraja wa daraja, tadrij. He's seeing time for this and time for that. A time for worldly affairs, for leadership and everything, a time for being a prophet, and a time for being a humble, humility father. Fathers have the biggest burden on their shoulders to take time out of their work, their career, their life, their everything for their son and daughter. Families get destroyed where there is no strong father in the family. Families get devastated where there is no sight of father. That children wake up in the morning, mommy, where's dad? He went to work. And it's 11 in the night, mother says, go sleep, it's 11 in the night. We can't sleep until father comes. Forget about it, it's coming late. So they go to bed. They go to bed without seeing father. They wake up without seeing father. Because father only comes home to sleep and he's putting 18 hours at work. My work is my priority. That father is destroying their family, according to what the hadith of Rasulullah is saying. And that's why another sahabi said, مَا رَعَيْتُ أَوْ سَمَعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سَلَّمْ يُحَدِّثُ حَدِيثًا إِلَّا تَبَسَّمَا. Again, a very big involved warning for fathers. He's saying, the sahabi is saying, I never saw or heard Rasulullah ever conversing, talking to another person except that he smiled. How many of us fathers ever take the opportunity when we are at home to be smiling, to have that kind-hearted nature, rather than having that groan or frowning or, you know, that scolding kind of attitude that people see their father's face and they're ready to urinate, terrorizing, traumatizing. Some fathers, they take prestige in this kind of behavior, that I can scare the wit of my son and daughter, because the moment I enter my house, sakitin, samitin. Allah, Allah, ya walid. May Allah guide you, O father, who take such accolade that I enter the house and I can literally quieten the whole house. They're so terrorized. Fathers are not terrorists, by the way. Fathers are the murabbi. They are the role model for their family. They have to lead by the example. So remember, as a father, as a tip, whatever you do, your son and daughter copies, mimics. Have you ever seen your 2-year-old, 1-year-old making salah at home with you? You're praying. She or he does not know at all about prayer, but they see your movement. Hey, dad is doing something. They just come, raise their hand, make takbir, start moving like you. 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 1-year-old. Who told them this is salah? Who told them to make sujood? Who told them to make ruku? You. Your leadership, your example, your role model. May Allah guide all the fathers and mothers to the hidayah of Islam. May Allah make all the fathers and mothers of Islam as murabbi and murabbiya. May Allah strengthen the Muslim family all over the world. May Allah make the Muslim family a source of light and nur and hidayah. Very quickly, announcement. I wanted, because the topic is family, the brothers here in the Islamic center, of your Islamic center here, are arranging a picnic. There are flyers out there. Sign up, please. It's a family picnic, again, for a family event. Also, ICNA is having their family convention, which is topic. The topic of the convention is family, the strength of something. The flyers are out there. You can check that. That is in July 4th weekend. May Allah SWT all guide us for having these activities. These are the activities that we need to strengthen the family, where the family can bond as a unit. Ibadallah, rahmatullah, inna Allah, ya'mi bi'al-hasan, wa ita'i